Okay, hey baddies, we're gonna try this again. All right, so we attempted to go live on Instagram, but we had some technical issues. So we're back over here, and no worries, we're excited because you guys need to pull up a pen, pull up some stuff real quick. It's 11 a.m. Eastern, right? So if it's early on your side, you got some time to pull up a pen, a pad, a notepad, because we're gonna tell you exactly how you can get your lace front wig covered by your health insurance. So you don't have to pay $500, $600, $700, $800, $900 or up to $1,000 or more on Good Her. Okay. So that you could feel good while you're growing your hair underneath the wig. All right. So really quickly, I want to introduce to you Tyshawn McCray. She's today's guest. She is basically the founder and CEO of Custom Crowns. That's a hair loss clinic in Hollywood, Florida. All right. So if you're in that area, shout out to you. And please, please, please go check her out because she can help you really, really get you a custom wig, honey, for free-ish. Okay, free-ish. Free-ish. So let's before we even go into all the details, if you don't mind, again, just reintroducing yourself, and it's gonna be like your first time anyway. Introducing yourself to everyone, who you are, and how did you get into doing this, and you know the success that you've had with getting patients their wigs for free-ish.
Okay, so. Again, hello, everyone. Hello, first timers and returning. My name is Tyshawn Martin McCray. I am a nurse, nurse trichologist, hair loss practitioner, and medical tattoo artist. And I didn't say that on the first one, so that's the first time. Okay. And I'm a nurse first. And from all this came about because of nursing. Really, my first love is hair. And I never lost that love for hair. I've been styling hair and braiding hair since I was about nine, preteen. And it's carried all the way through to my nursing career. While I was in nursing school, I was styling hair. So I just, even though I was still caring for patients and things like that, I just never left that behind. And when I started caring for cancer patients, I saw how them getting the cancer diagnosis and then them losing their hair, how that affected them. And I wanted to combine the two loves.
Right.
So what ended up happening was one of my aunts, I would share it with my family. And one of my aunts would encourage me often on, yeah, you can do this. You can, you know, actually service them. And that goes well with your nursing. And so I continued to research and figure out how to do it. And like I said, I was well ahead of my time because this was around 2002 when no one knew about lace front wigs. Wow. And TV stars and celebrities were wearing these wigs. We thought that they were doing different things to their hair and it was a wig the whole time. Mm-hmm. And so took a course on it. Very hard to find a course that's specifically on that. Found a young lady on IG who had the same exact story, but it was her mom who had a family member who suffered from cancer. And like I said, I didn't say that to you all. I said that in IG that my aunt was diagnosed with, the same aunt that would encourage me. She found out she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer. And so many years prior, she was pushing me to do this and not knowing she would benefit from the service. So she was one of my first patients, one of my first clients. And unfortunately, like a year or so later, we lost her to the battle of ovarian cancer.
Sorry to hear that.
But in that journey, I found that you could actually get your wig covered if your insurance plan
was definitely
if it's in your insurance plan.
She was definitely an angel. She definitely set you up.
Yes. For success. Yes. Yes, because after she passed, it kind of like propelled me that I got to do it. There's a need. There's people out here who need that service. And in my studies for trichology, it widened to not only cancer patients, that a lot of people lose their hair for different reasons and will qualify for a cranial prosthesis is what it's called when you're getting it covered by your insurance company.
And that was my next question, which is funny that you transitioned that way because you know, and I think some people, you know, have heard that cancer patients can get their wigs covered, right? But I think the average person is like, well, this is not for me because thank God I don't have cancer. I just have alopecia, right? Which alopecia within itself is an umbrella term, but we're not gonna talk about it today. But you know, I just have alopecia or my edges is falling out. I'm just gonna rub some oil on my scalp and get it back. But how did you when did you figure out that you can actually get, you know, a custom wig, lace front? Okay, we talking about good wigs here, y'all.
And not only lace front, it could be completely lace. It could be a full lace.
Okay, so listen, we not talking about no cheap wigs. We not talking about no shiny wigs. We talking
nothing
about
that you can buy out of the store because it's that's why we're custom crowns, because it's customized to fit your head. You cannot purchase it anywhere else.
Exactly. So
nobody can put your wig on. Nobody can share your wig.
So let's talk about that. When did you figure out that patients, women that did not suffer, that does not suffer from cancer, can actually have their wig covered? Like, what happened? What was the epiphany moment?
Like I said, my niche was very small, and as I just was like studying for trichology, which is In layman's term, hair doctor, they say you're not really a doctor because you're not medically practicing, but you are a professional that studies scalp and hair. Right. And so when I was doing that study and realized there were a plethora of, like, just like you said, alopecia is a blanket term, so that there were so many causes for extensive hair loss that when you... That's all you need is to have extensive hair loss for a medical, for an insurance company to want to cover it, because they can't only cater to a certain group of people. So right. If you fall in that category of hair loss, extensive hair loss, and that you have been diagnosed by a dermatologist, then they have to cover it.
But what are some diagnoses that you've gotten wigs for? Name a few.
You can have androgenic alopecia. Definitely the CCCA, the one where you don't, that it's scarring alopecia. You don't, your hair is not coming back. Mm. And it's all about, and see, that's the thing too with insurance companies. It's not cookie cut, because most insurance companies don't want to pay for, especially for hair. They don't want to go into that. They don't want to create codes that go into the hair, because they already have so many for medical. So that's where it gives trichologists that space to practice alongside a dermatologist, like in conjunction with, because you tell the dermatologist this is what's going on. They look closer into it, and then they can put their medical stamp on it and send it over to the medical insurance company to get it covered. I also just remembered HSA and FSA. If you don't have, if you're not covered under the plan, you have your health insurance card that you can use. Because my company is a national healthcare provider, which means I have the same number that your doctor's office has that I can bill your insurance company for. The issue would be sometimes if I am not in network, the cost will be higher. We would have to negotiate a private rate with that insurance company.
Okay, so let's take a step back real quick, because I don't want to go over nobody's head assuming they understand this dialect. Right. Right. So what she's saying is cancer patients are not the only ones who can get their wigs for free-ish, meaning covered by the insurance company, right? So you may have to pay a copay, you may have to pay a deductible, maybe, depending on your insurance company is different. But for the most part, I mean, if it's like a $5,000 wig, honey,
exactly,
I'm not paying $100.
Right.
Sis, that's a thing, okay? Right. And you can customize it, you can tell them what you want, you can pick the color, the size, the length. But anyway,
we measure your head. We create it from the foundation. We actually sold the foundation. Everything is hand tied.
It's yours, okay?
Strand by strand. Working over here. Working in the factory.
I want to go back because I want to make sure that it don't go over their heads. But
right.
It's not just for cancer patients, at least not anymore. It's been expanded, right. And there's many reasons why it's been expanded, right?
Absolutely.
We're going to the nitty gritty because ultimately, you guys, me, none of us regular folk, right? We can't just go ahead and call our insurance company and be like, hey, can I get a wig? That's not how it works. You have to follow the steps, and we're going to get into the steps next. It's not as complicated as you think. The complicated part, Tashawn, she will take care of that. Her and her agency, her and her clinic, take care of the complicated part. But before we get into that, I'm just going to tell you, if you are experiencing any form of hair loss, the reason why you would qualify for a cranial prosthesis, right? That's what it's called. That's the medical term for it, AKA a wig, a lace front custom wig, is because there are a lot of ramifications, especially mental health ramifications associated with hair loss. See, if y'all didn't think this was real, if insurance companies didn't understand, okay, they wouldn't be paying for, like, you, I mean, some of us could pay to get, you know, a tummy tuck and all of that, some of us. But for the most part, the reason why is because hair loss has such a negative impact
on
your self-esteem. Whether you're experiencing cancer or not, there's so much that the impact that it has on your self-esteem.
And absolutely.
Sean, and her team, they know exactly what to say when they're putting together your claim on how to get that covered. But let's go back to you. You know, if you're so she said it could be androgenic alopecia, which is what I was diagnosed with, which means you have female pattern hair loss, right? There's different, you're losing your hair, which is very hormonal, right? It's due to hormones. Yes. It could be CCCA if you're losing hair at the crown of your hair, meaning it's going bald and it's not coming back, sis. You can do a lot of things to kind of slow down the progression.
Right.
Have people talk about that. You can go to YouTube, you can go to the podcast and check out those videos. But for the most part, when you start to, if you're diagnosed with CCCA and you're losing hair at the crown of your head, it's not coming back. So you qualify. Those are just two to name a few. But how do you know if you have these things? If you're losing your edges, that's traction alopecia, right? But how do you know that you have these things? So Tyshawn, let's talk about the steps, right?
Okay.
So I know that I'm losing hair, right? I see a whole bunch of shedding in the shower. Wash day shed is like crazy, okay? It's like I could literally sew a wig together with what I'm shedding, right?
Yeah, yeah.
What do I have to do? What's the first step that I have to take to make sure that I can get this wig so that while I'm taking care of my hair and trying to grow it back, y'all, plug, I could at least feel good with the wig that I have on?
Okay, so first,
step one.
A ton of hair. It's okay to lose 50 to 100 strands a day. Now, like she said, if you're able to make a whole wig, I suggest you see a professional. You don't have to necessarily see me or a trichologist. You should see a dermatologist at least to start. One, like you said, that's vetted by HairScripts, because all dermatologists are not created equal. There are a lot of dermatologists that, because again, with codes and getting payment, there's not an area that allows us to practice. So see a professional that is vetted, and then let them actually diagnose you, because trichologists don't diagnose. So even if you came to a trichologist first and we recognize something, we work with your dermatologist, or we can give you a report and take it to your dermatologist where they can diagnose you and actually write a letter and have them, you speak up as a patient, have them write a prescription with their MPI number on it, which is their national number on it, that says cranial prosthesis. If they want specifics or medical wig or whatever, but it needs to say that. And then if they want to go a step further, they can write the medical necessity letter for you.
Okay, so let's
other stop. Than Wait having quickly. Us write it.
So I want to slow down really quickly. Step one, if you're noticing some type of hair loss, period. And I tell you guys this all the time. If something ain't right, if it feel like it's not right, 100% of the time it's not, right?
Yeah.
Go get a scalp evaluation. Go get, you know, go see a dermatologist. Go see a trichologist. Shameless plug, go to hairscripts.app.com if you don't know where to start, right? If you don't have your own dermatologist, right? Or you can get a virtual scalp evaluation, right?
Yes.
If you're anywhere in the U.S., right, you can get a virtual scalp evaluation with Tyshawn, and she knows what she has to do, right? But let's say you're not, you don't do it with her. You can do it with her. If you're anywhere in the US, you can get a virtual scalp evaluation, and that will start the process, right? Step two, there's actually something wrong with you. So we're not going to fake and say that there's something wrong with you, but that you're actually having traction alopecia. You actually have a diagnosis. It's been done eventually, right? And now you can ask your dermatologist. If you haven't gone directly to Tyshawn and you already have a dermatologist, you can ask your dermatologist to write you a prescription for something called a cranial prosthesis, AKA a wig, a custom wig.
Yes.
So I'm going to say that one more time, and then I'm going to be quiet and go ahead and go into step number three. Step one, your experience, and please don't, sis, don't do this just because you want a wig. If you are experiencing hair loss, go see a doctor so that they can build you a custom hair growth plan. Because the goal is to take care of your hair while you're rocking your wig so that you could still feel confident about yourself when you're going out, right? So let me say that. But step one, you go get a scalp evaluation. This is why it's so important to get a scalp evaluation. Step two, whether you can do it virtually with Tyshawn or you can go to whoever you want. If you need someone close to you, if you want to go physical, go in, hairscriptsapp.com. Step two, once they give you a diagnosis and they've done their process on their side and they're ready to build you a custom hair growth plan, ask them, because most of them are not going to think about it off the top of their head, ask them, can you get a prescription for a cranial prosthesis? Am I saying it correctly?
Correct. Prosthesis. Just like a prosthetic leg. Yeah.
Right. And that's AKA a custom hair wig, a custom hairpiece transplant, right? So now step three, they write the prescription, right? The doctor write the prescription. Now you can ask the doctor to write kind of like a letter. Basically, that letter is basically saying, hey, my patient really needs this because she's experiencing hair loss. It's taking a toll on her mind, body, and soul. But if your doctor don't want to do that, okay, if your doctor's like, look, you know, here's the prescription. Now, cue in Tyshawn and custom crowns. What can they do for you? Step three.
Well, I'm because I've dealt with that side. I'm having technical issues with my camera here, but I've dealt with that side of writing medical necessity letters. And so I can write a medical necessity letter. However, we would have to have that doctor sign it.
Okay. No problem. Yeah,
because that's the part that is, we need that from the medical standpoint to get it covered, to get it, to make so the insurance company know that we're serious. We have to have that doctor's stamp on it.
And this is why I want to take a pause. This is why it's important that you have a doctor that treats patients' skin and hair of color, right? Because they have to care. They have to care. You can't just have somebody who's just going to give you a script and just be like, all right, have a nice life.
Right.
You need
no.
the right person who cares about your journey, your hair growth journey, okay? Because it's a journey, sis. It's a marathon.
Yeah. Okay. And but recognizes anyway. That it is mental, that there are mental things.
Right. Yeah. Because some of them are not sensitive. No. And that's fine. But that's how we're here, to help you connect with someone who is sensitive. But step three, because you guys are taking notes, is, and step two and three are kind of interconnected, which you need a letter. You need that medical necessity letter, which is just a letter that says why you need it. I mean, it's just, you know, that you're that's it. If your doctor doesn't write it for whatever reason, no problem. You can cue in Tyshawn McCray. You can contact Tyshawn Custom Crowns, find her on Instagram, go on her website. She's going to give you all that information. We'll link it down below if this is a YouTube video or whatever the case may be. And then what you're going to do, what she's going to do is she's going to write it for you, but you have to take it back to the dermatologist, to the initial doctor, to get to have them sign it, which I don't think that's going to be a problem. Okay. Now, step four.
Step four would be, I guess, the process. Oh, well, okay. So now we would call the insurance company and find out what your plan covers, like you as an individual, because everybody's coverage is not the same. So once we figure out,
That's what you and your team does, right?
Yes, we do that. We do that because we'll get your information and then we'll get the, I guess, your service of consent for service and things like that. Because we do follow HIPAA over here because dealing with insurance companies,
right,
we have to have you sign HIPAA information and not sharing and all of that good stuff. Right. So we would have to get all that healthcare information so that we can call your insurance company for you to find out what is actually covered by your plan.
Right.
If we are in network, that means if we are part of your insurance company's network of providers, then the cost may be clear cut and dry. There may be a copay
of some cost ranges.
I know right now Blue Cross Blue Shield, they do $500.
Okay.
Like they cover up to $500.
They cover up to $500.
Yes.
Meaning whatever they come up to, they pay up to $500. You pay the difference. Yes. Okay. Go ahead.
Yes. You have where people pay 80 to 20. So then that means the customer or patient will be responsible for 20%.
Gotcha. So
and the insurance company will cover 80.
So let me
whatever comes up
numbers, right? So let's say the wig comes up to $2,000. Is that an average price for a wig?
Beginning for a basic one.
And listen, we not talking about no cheapy wigs. Okay?
No. it takes 40 working hours to build one from scratch.
Right. So we talking about real, we talking about it looks like hair coming out of your head. We talking about real human hair, full lace or lace fronts, whatever you want. Like you can customize the color, all of that, the feel, the shape. If you want to be mira, you know, if you want to be like chocolate, whatever you want to be, you could be that, right?
Yep.
Wow. So let's just assume $2,000, right?
Right.
$2,000 for a wig. Now, which insurance company is this?
Okay. For the 80-20.
Yeah.
That's the majority, like your Humanas, your Simplys, it's all Coventry, but it's not Coventry anymore.
But for the most part,
AdMed, Aetna, okay. Those are like 80-20s.
So 80-20 meaning they pay 80% of that wig and you pay 20.
Yes.
So that means basically I would be paying for a $2,000 wig. Excuse me. Let me do that again. Hold on. Let me not embarrass myself with my math skills, y'all. $400. So if the
wig. That's right.
That's 20%.
$2,000? Wow.
Yeah, $400.
That's it.
Come on now, don't.
Yeah.
Y'all come for me in the comments.
Listen, I'm not that great either with the numbers. I have to
ask. No, that's right. Y'all come for me in the comments if I mess that one up, okay? Yeah, 20% of that $2,000 is $400. So you'll pay $400 for a $2,000 wig. And obviously, you know, the more customizations you want,
right,
the more you pay. But for the more 80%, for the insurance to pay 80% of your wig, honey.
Yeah, that's a low copay. That's 400 for $2,000. Yeah, for $2,000.
That's if you're in network. That's if you're in network.
If I'm in network.
That means
I'm in network.
If you're in network, Tyshawn McCray. That means if you're in network. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you're not in network, what's a typical? I mean,
they call that. There's no typical. I mean, I would charge what the wig will still be $2,000, and then we would have to negotiate the, you know, what they're willing to pay. I would have to give them the value, and then that's like basically contract based. So it will possibly still be 80-20. They may up the 20% a little bit. Or they may, okay, so here are some scenarios. They may up the percentage that's out of pocket for, which is usually the first thing. They up what's out of pocket for the client or the patient. The next thing would be you would have to possibly use your FSA or your HSA, your card, your little card, and we take those two. And the last one is you pay for the whole thing up front and they reimburse you.
Okay. Now, let's take a step back. If your insurance, if Tyshawn is not within your insurance network, there's no one size fit all price. There's no one size fit all way. But for the most part, there's different ways that the insurance can go about it. They can either, they may do 80-20. They may do something a little higher, right, than just 20%. Maybe you have to pay 40%. Maybe you have to pay 35%. It depends. Some insurances may say, you know what, we approve it, but she has to pay it. And then they'll reimburse you the whole thing, or they'll reimburse you a portion.
It depends on your plan, and it depends on the insurance company.
There's no one size fit all. The point is, you'll get a little bit of help, right?
Yeah.
Towards the payment of your custom install. Now, not install, wig. Let's talk about install, because we all know when it comes to hair, we're not just talking about getting the hair and getting the wig made. We talk about installs too. Now, before we go into installs, I want to make sure that we're done with all the steps, right? So step four is basically you find out all the details, the specifications of that person's insurance plan.
Right.
You then get back to how long does that usually take for you to find out?
It depends on how I can get through to the insurance company. Because sometimes it's like, say you have that long call, you have that long wait. I would give it 3 or 4 days.
Oh,
it could be quicker than that, but it's just like getting through.
Let's
because they usually can tell you on the phone. Like they can when you get to talk to somebody, that's the hardest part. When you get to speak to somebody.
So let's under promise and over deliver, right? So let's say
within
a week, you're gonna get a call from Tyshawn, and she's gonna say, hey, this is what your plan is covering.
Right.
This is what you could do. This is the damage you can do, right?
Yeah.
Now, once they find that out, what's the next step?
Okay, now, also, getting covered.
Huh?
Getting covered, there are different organizations that actually will sponsor a portion as well. So on my website, under getting your wig covered, towards the bottom, there's a whole list of other organizations that will be willing to sponsor you or give you a credit or like give you some funds towards your wig.
So let's take a step back. This is after I've been approved for wig, whether I'm in network or out of network, they're willing to pay the difference, these organizations.
Yes. Not the entire difference. There are certain increments, like 500, 150, 200. They're willing to give help.
You can get more money towards your wig
through
these organizations or grants, right?
Yes.
Now, let's talk to the person who wants their wig right away, right? How long do grants take to decide?
Well, it depends on it's like quarterly. It's like it's quarterly based on when it's open. I don't think that they have like how can I say? Because I've spoken to a few of them, and it's not like months at a time, like how you think, like when you normally wait for a grant.
You think?
Yeah.
Let me ask you this question. I come to you. I do the whole process, right?
Yeah.
We get up to step four. You find out that the insurance company is either paying 80, 20, whatever it is, in network, out of network. But I still have a difference. Let's say my difference is $1,000, and I'm still like, that's a little too steep, Tyshawn. And you know, you're like, okay, don't worry. There's a whole bunch of grants. Do you just give me the grant information, and I gotta go and write?
No.
Say okay.
No. I will call and try to find. Before the pandemic, before the pandemic, I had made this lovely relationship with the cancer organization up north, and she was willing to cover, I think she said up to like 10 women. So I did this whole thing where I reached out to 10 different women, because it was a cancer organization. So I found these 10 different women off of Facebook. Went in different groups and found these 10 women, and they were going to cover up to, I think, 1,500. I think it was 1,500 I think it was 1500. So we'll, like you said, under promise and over deliver. 500 to 1500.
Okay.
For each of those women's wigs. And that was going to be a check that she just wrote for custom crowns, and I would just have to give them the list of names. But we would they would have to qualify because they were a non-for-profit. So they would have to go through that list of what's going on with those women. And finding out, so most of the companies that do give the grants or give donate a fee, a portion, they are non-for-profits. So there are criteria that you have to meet. And once you meet that criteria, we will submit that on your behalf. And then once we get that covered, then we go forward from there.
And so you do, okay, so good. Because if I, because me, I can be honest
with you. Yeah, no. This is supposed to be
right.
A less stressed process.
Right. So the way my head and my mind is set up, when I hear grant, I'm like, oh, I got to write a whole essay, 500 words, and I got to, and then it's like, you know, people just, they slam up. But what I love is you do that work.
Because that's a part of us getting to know you, because this is not like, we're just selling you a wig.
It's not like that. Relationship.
This whole process is like building you up, figuring out what's going on with you, because that's how we got to make the wig. You know, we got to know who you are. We got to make this wig to fit you.
We need to know. My wig is Giselle.
And we need to know your judge. We can't just make this wig for you.
So now, let's take a step, not a step back, but so really quickly, a step back a little bit. So for step four, like we mentioned, you determine whether they're covered, whatever that situation is, and you get back to the client within a week, right? And let them know what the situation is. If they do still have a chunk of change left, you then can offer them a grant and you go through the process of obtaining this grant for them.
Right.
While you're obtaining the grant, you haven't created the wig yet, right? You're just waiting to see if the grant is going to be approved for them. So let's say I have a $2,000 balance after the insurance pays, after all that is done, and I still got a $2,000 balance.
Right. Okay. So now that's depending on, $2,000 is a little high, but if we were to work it down to 500, there's, you know, based on what's going on with the patient, we can make some wiggle room where we can move forward with the process and then either do like installments, automated installment payments or something like that, where we would be able to get it covered before we get it to you.
You can start working on it even though the grant hasn't been approved yet. Okay, that's what I wanted to know. And sometimes a grant, what's the time frame for it to get approved if they're gonna write a check?
I think it's like up to 2 to 3 months.
Okay, but I don't have to wait 2 to 3 months if I want my wig. Let me ask you this question. Let's say I paid for my wig of the $2,000. I'm like, all right, I got $2,000. I'll pay that, right? I know you said, let me give them a more realistic number so they don't be like, if it's $2,000, why I need it, right? No, let's say the wig, what's left over is $500. Your out of bracket expense is $500, right? If it's $500 and I say, oh, I got that, no problem. But you still want to, you know, make sure that I could get it as free as possible and you still go and write the grant. Let's say I paid the $500 and 3 months later, you're like, Beverly, I got you approved for a grant. Do you do that? Or you just kind of move on to the next patient who didn't have the $500 and try to get them the grant?
I would probably try to tell them hold off a little bit. And this is where I'm poor in the business area. Just being completely transparent. Yes. But if we did go that route, I would probably say, okay, we could either, because I don't want to refund, but we would probably say, okay, do $250 or hold off, or say, okay, I'll start working on the wig. I have some fires on the iron. Let me hear, because it's going to take me some time to make the wig anyway. So let me just start working on the wig and then we'll see where we are when we're close to finishing before it ships
Now we got all that covered. So now what's next, right? What's the next step? Do we go wig shopping? Do I sit down and pick what I want? Like walk me through the experience.
Oh yeah, we have the discussion of, do you want donor hair? Do you want Cambodian hair? Like what type of hair are you looking for? We need pictures of the style that you want, pictures of the texture of your, the normal texture of your hair. We need hairline because, as we know, like you were talking about with installs, hairline is that is the part that makes it on point. So right. If nothing else, we need to get your hairline.
So we talk about point. At what point? Before you go to the insurance company or after? Once the insurance company determines everything in every and the grants and all
kinda, that. Kind of simultaneously because it's a long process. So kind of simultaneously. Like when we go over the paperwork and stuff, there is a medical history that you fill out. There are some things you fill out there, like what type of hair loss, how did you lose your hair, things like that. And then at that time, we'll probably start asking for photos and things at that time so we can kind of get an idea of what it is that you want because we have to come up with the cost.
Right. So basically, this is happening a little bit before you reach out to the insurance company so that you know how to bill them. So you can tell them what she wants. So basically, I'm going shopping. And I'm sending you pictures. I'm sending you pictures of everybody here. And I'm like, I want to look like Beyonce. I want to look like Nicki Minaj. I want all of this stuff. And you're like, all right, Beverly. All right, calm down, girl. Girl, calm down. I'm telling you, I want to look like all of this. And I send you all that stuff. And then you put all the costs together. So it's not like you send me a book and I'm picking out the book.
No. We want you to tell me. It's custom.
Custom.
Everything is, we want it. It's for you.
Right.
It's for you. And you get what you pay for. So this is, if you're paying, coming out of your pocket this kind of way, it has to be customized towards what, because we want this, the my thing has always been, I love hair. I love hair extensions. I love just hair. It needs to be the illusion that it's mine.
Right.
I need to fool people. I need people to be like, your hair grew like that? Or I didn't know you had hair loss or what? Like, your hair is so nice.
Right. So let's talk about that because I know I see it's 36 minutes in because this topic is so juicy to me. We can sit here and I'll be like, and then what? Like, hold on. Let me get us to the point a little bit. Sorry, y'all. All right. Now, we shop for the hair. The payment is taken care of. All of that stuff is done. Now let's talk about the installation, the install. I can now once my wig is fully done, and let's give me a quick time frame of how long it takes for the wig to be completed.
It's 40 working hours. If I did straight, it's four. So that's like 1 week, 8 hours a day. If I only work on your wig,
so give me a time.
Which, you know, it's not possible. So that's like I would say, maybe 2 to 3 months
Listen, if it's free, I ain't complaining that it's gonna take me about 3 months. It's gonna be everything, okay? There's nothing.
Yeah, and you want me to be very intricate. You don't want me to rush it.
Exactly. So let's say 3 months. Now it's 3 months, and you call me and you like, Beverly, your wig is ready, girl. It's ready. And I'm like, oh my gosh, hold that thought. Now, do I have to come from Brooklyn, New York and go to Hollywood, Florida, which isn't far, but it's just a point I'm trying to make.
Right.
And you do the install for me and, you know, whatever, or you can pop it in a box, mail it and say, go to my hairstylist of choice. How does that work?
Both of those are an option.
Okay.
Both of those are an option. If you came down, then of course there will be an installation fee. But if you wanted to take it to you can take it there, or you can ask us either to like kind of cut the lace shorter as possible so that you can install it yourself. If you want that's another part of the customizing. If you want us to put combs in, if you want us to put a band in, things like that, those are customs where you can just put it on, prêt-à-porter, ready to wear that you just put it on. You can do that. And those are the three options.
So, you said three. So the first one is you can install?
The first one is, you can come to us and we can install. That would be an extra fee.
Do you personally do installations or do you have someone on your team? Okay.
Or you would, and as I grow, I would probably have, but right now.
Right. You can just install.
Yeah. So
it could be invisible lace, honey. I want invisible lace. Like you, it's going to look.
I'm actually working on this thin skin base where it's like really like mirroring your skin. It's not lace. It's like this front part it kind of like where you don't have to use too much glue or glue at all, where it just sticks if you have less skin here. Where I'm working on that, where it's called thin skin, and they have that for cancer patients already, but if I'm going to make it, I need to market.
Okay.
Yeah. So you could do they have it for cancer patients already. Yeah.
So you can do the install, or we can, you know, you'll ship it to us, and we can do our, we can go to our favorite hairstylist and they'll do the install for us, right?
Right. Or you can install it yourself.
That's so we can install it ourselves depending on how we ask for you to build it. Like,
right.
It could be something that I could just throw on a Monday through Friday because I got to look like something because I'm going to work. Then you can do that too, right?
Yeah. Okay.
So this is super exciting. This is tea. Anything that's tea for me, I think is tea. Yes, thin skin. Somebody just said thin skin. They're excited about skin. That. So I'm just excited. Like I done got stuck with all of this stuff. Okay, so
get this reaction.
You do get, because people are happy that you got my wig for free, sis. I got a fully customized wig. State of the art Lamborghini of wigs for free because I lost my edges, bruh. Like, we know hair loss is listen, okay? If you losing your hair, if your edges, if your baby snatch your edges, your man snatch your edges, you snatch them, whatever, but you ain't got no hair or you alopecia, whatever, it don't gotta be nothing crazy. It don't gotta be cancer, thank God, right?
Yeah.
You tell me I could get a fully customized Lamborghini wig for free
if it's with, covered.
Right, with thin skin, sis. It's gonna look like it's growing out my scalp, honey. I'm gonna be like,
yeah, the thin skin is a game changer.
Listen, and
that thin skin is a definitely a game changer.
And you know why I'm so hyped? I'm so hyped because you imagine losing your hair, right? Imagine losing your hair and feeling sad that you're losing your hair. But the benefit while you're getting your custom growth plan, while you're working with a dermatologist and trichologist to work on growing your hair, making it beautiful and flourishing, all of that underneath that wig, you could get a free wig. So if you have temporary hair loss, sis, run. Don't walk to Tyshawn McCray's. Girl, don't stay out and tell you. If your hair loss is temporary and you don't get you a free wig, you done lost out on your opportunity.
Yeah, because when it grow back, they barely want to cover it anyway. So if it grow back, they ain't covering it.
If it grow back, you on your own.
You on your own.
Oils and all that aloe vera on your hair and it grew back. Yeah. You can't get the free wig. So the minute your hair falling out, you better call Tyshawn McCray and Custom Crown and get you your free wig. Sis, if you got health insurance, you could get a wig. Quick question, Medicaid, what's up with that? Does Medicaid
cover the wig? So those, I'm trying to remember.
Oh,
Medicaid and Medicare, you have to have a specific license to deal with the state that is very costly, that I am not at that level yet.
Okay.
So yeah, you have to have that. You have to have a license to work with the government for that. Yeah.
So for now, guys, I'm sorry. If you don't have private insurance, if you have Medicaid and Medicare, you know, there are options, but she's saying she doesn't do it. But for commercial insurance, for $11.99, for, you know, your MTA or whatever them plans, you know, what's the TRICARE, the military, all of the other plans, you good, sis. Now, quick question now. If you Medicaid and Medicare, right? If you have Medicaid and Medicare, but can the grant still pay for the wig, or the grants is just going to write you a check?
The grant will just write me a check, but it will not, I haven't seen a grant unless it's like one of those, like I haven't really seen a grant that will cover more than $1,500, and that's a stretch.
Okay, $1,500.
Unless you win like a grant lottery and they're like, oh, yep, your story is really, really beautiful and profound. And we want to say whatever it costs.
Of course, we got you. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's if you have Medicaid or Medicare, you know, and that's a different story. But everybody else, okay, if you weren't here, tuned in from the beginning, I'm not going to go through all the steps. You have to watch this, okay? Please watch this with a pen and pad, because I'm trying to help y'all to get a free lace front or fully laced with thin skin, state of the art, with the constellation on the roof wig, okay? Listen, if you don't have to have cancer. If you have a patch of baldness, you can get you a wig as long as you got a little diagnosis. And listen, Tyshawn will work with you. Okay. Already long. We 45 minutes in. Girl, there's so much to talk about. Yes, watch the replay and send it to your friends so y'all could go get you some real wigs out here. Arrogant Tay who? Arrogant Tay what? Arrogant Tay what? Okay. I wish y'all would walk up in here when you get these wigs now, don't be starting no mess with nobody, because if they snatch
you,
that's completely your problem and your fault. If they snatch your wig, okay, because they think that you bought that wig in Cambodia, that's on you. We can't help you keep your wig, but we can help you get one, okay? And meanwhile, you're making sure that that hair and that scalp is healthy underneath that wig, okay?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe you can let me not do that, because I'm like, maybe you can resell it when you don't need it no more. And girl.
Well, it won't fit nobody else.
Yeah, because it's custom.
Unless they got their head. Unless their head shapes like yours.
Let me not tell y'all nothing. That was the show. Listen, Tyshawn, I know there's so much that you have products, you got other stuff, but we 45 minutes in, so you gotta come back. You gotta come back. We have to come again. This was definitely one of my favorite in a long time. And so tell everybody. Oh, and if you weren't here earlier, you don't have to be in Florida. You don't have to be in Hollywood, Florida. She could do all of this virtually, so you can be in Alaska and she can get you a wig. Okay, so real quick, how can people connect with you now if they are experiencing hair loss and they want their wig?
Instagram is custom_crowns_LLC. That's on Instagram. And then on Facebook, you can follow me. It's Tyshawn McCray. And then I have also a custom crown page on Facebook. It's Sean McCray. And then the website is custom crowns extensions.com. And then this is a quick plug probably for the next show. We have a referral program for S&P, which is quick tattooing for hair loss. And we're doing a special $1,200 for two sessions and $100 referral for every paid client. So that's that quick plug.
Quick
share.
That means if I ain't got no edges and I want to tattoo some edges on, I can.
Yeah.
And it will look real.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
All right. Hold that thought. We can't do it. We can't do it today,
but that was just a plug.
Listen, this is a good one. Y'all got to watch it, okay? When you clean it up on a Saturday and you don't want to listen to SZA Good Days that Saturday, pop this in real quick. I'm trying to get you a free wig. And I'm not talking about no cheap wig from the dollar store. Anyway, that is it. Your girl, Beverly.
Thank you for having me.
Right. The Supernaturals Podcast. Wherever you find us, YouTube, subscribe. If you on Instagram, follow. And if you on Spotify or Apple or whatever, make sure that you join the podcast, because we bringing you real tea over here, sis. Okay. All right, Tyshawn, it was such a blessing. I really enjoyed this. Y'all share this with your friends. Okay. Get them some free wigs, y'all. Okay. Don't be selfish. All right,
bye.
Girl. Later.
Later.